Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to NPARadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to introduce to you the man who God has given this great vision for, giving God a thousand thanks, a billion praise, our Chief International Ambassador. And as you know, he's taken a much-needed sabbatical, and he has given assignment to certain great people that are part of this great ministry. And today, sitting in for our international chief, will be Ambassador Dr. Pastor Patricia Stern, all the way from North Chicago. God bless you, great woman of God. This microphone is now in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, this great woman of God, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. God bless that great heart, that sweet heart. Amen. And thank you so very much for that warm introduction. I do receive it and accept it. And to God be the glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our first fruit prayer and praise line on this morning. I must say I am sitting in this morning, amen, praise the Lord, for our Chief Ambassador, amen, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and I am Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, and I'm just so delighted and happy and pleased that the man of God trust me in his stead. I consider that a great honor. I don't take it lightly, and I humble myself before the almighty hands of God and submit unto my leadership, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We certainly want to come to you this morning, amen, with a glad heart and thank God for all of his many blessings and waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Amen. So I want to get some exhortations out of the way, and I'm just so excited and delighted to be in the presence of the Lord. And again, we want to say good morning, amen, to all of you, and we certainly want to bless our Chief Ambassador and CEO, none other than the leader and the visionary of this great ministry is none other than our Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Amen. We certainly want to send out a good shout and good morning, amen, to his lovely wife and First Lady, amen, on this line, Ambassador First Lady Betty Johnson, amen. And certainly we always want to embrace the love and the anointing of our very own mother of the nation, Adley Johnson, Mother Adley Johnson. We say good morning, and we send kisses and blessings her way, to all of our wonderful and great ambassadors, my sisters and brothers that are covenant partners with us on this line. Amen. None other than Ambassador, amen, Bishop James Logan, Hagan, Bishop James Hagan, Ambassador, amen, Dr. Julie Hagan, amen, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, amen, Ambassador Gina Hodges, Ambassador Dr. Gail Stewart. Amen. And to all of our ambassadors elect, amen, to all of you, we just love you so very much. You all make up, amen, what we need for the first fruit prayer line. And to all of our bishops, elders, and leaders everywhere. And if I say this, I'm sure I would cover everyone, to all of the great men and women of God everywhere. And to our first-time listeners, if there be any, we certainly welcome you this morning. And we say to God be the glory. We are here to bless you. Amen. You this morning, you are our very special guest. Every last one of you are precious and special in the sight and the eyes of the Lord. And we want to be blessed real, real good this morning by the anointing that is on this line. We embrace it, and we thank God for it. Amen. Now let's go to God in prayer. And if all of you out there this morning, I pray that you will agree with me as we go to the throne of grace and christen this service this morning with God's prayers and his anointing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you this morning, O God, to today is a new day that we've never seen before. And it's labeled as Wednesday, November the 4th, 2015. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we give you all the praises and all the glory. Now, God, as we come before your presence, oh, God, we want to lift up our, oh, God, the leader and the visionary of this, oh, God, First Fruit prayer line. We lift him up, oh, God. And, God, we thank you that you allowed him to rest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to be replenished in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say that we love him and we appreciate him, oh, God, for being our leader, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that your strength, oh, God, will go on the inside and replenish him. Give him new vision, oh, God, new strength in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up his family, oh, God, Ambassador Lady Betty. We lift her up today, God, and we know, oh, God, that you'll give the same strength unto her. We bless her today. We say we love her, and we appreciate her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray that you touch our mother of the nation and our chief ambassador, biological mother as well. Look on Mother Adley Johnson. Lord, we thank you that you've given her long life longevity. We thank you, oh, God, that she's still yet among us, Lord. You left her here for a reason. And, oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we pray that you touch her again from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh, God. Touch the inside, God. Strengthen, oh, God, every bone in her body, Lord. Every muscle, my God, strengthen her this morning. Thank you, oh, God, that she's clothed in a right mind. Thank you, oh, God, that she serves you with a glad heart. And we bless her this morning. Remember our chief ambassador family today, oh, God, his children and grandchildren. Remember Amazing Grace. Remember, oh, God, every one of us that's up under the sound of my voice this morning. And, God, we christen this service on today, this prayer line today, oh, God. We're praying, oh, God, that you pour out your spirit among all flesh. And, God, you said in your word, oh, God, that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And it's no other words but carry the word of God. And, God, we pour it out today. We ask that you pour it out today. God, we bless you. We honor you. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus, out there this morning?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I want to know that you're out there.
You are the glory and the lifter of our heads this morning. And we thank you for our deliverance. We thank you that you are Redeemer. We thank you, oh God, you are Jehovah Jireh. We bless and glorify your name. We welcome your presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah. There is no other name where any man can be saved but the name. Oh, God, let your name.
Thank you. Amen. Now let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a awesome way to wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. What an awesome way to come on the first prayer line. Amen. And give God his due benevolence. And we honor you, God, all day and all night. Amen. Every time we think about the goodness of the Lord, we ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're living and we're learning. Amen. We go from glory to glory. And I tell you, in this dispensation that we're in, people of God, the Lord is certainly pouring out his spirit among all flesh. And all we need to do is reach up and grab it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The song says, you can have it. Just reach up and grab it. Amen. God's got a blessing for you. Amen. And one thing we know, we got a blessing for the Lord. It's to bless him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He don't need no blessings as far as food and raiment, but he is deserving of the praise. Amen. My God is deserving of the praise. Amen. We want to pause, amen, for our station identification. Amen. And get that out of the way so the woman of God can get a rest in between, and we honor her. Amen. Praise the Lord, because she has to be on her post. When we're not on the post, she has to be on a post, and we thank God for our very beautiful woman of God. And if you've never seen her, she's just as beautiful as what she sounds. Amen. Very classy woman of God, anointed vessel. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just giving honor to whom honor is due. Give me my flowers while I yet live. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan?
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. Thank you for those kind words. I'll tell you, may God forever bless you. I'm telling you, kind words like that will get you a broadcasting position, program sponsored by all the ad campaigns, I'm telling you, for a lifetime. So you be careful how you give out great introductions and accolades like that. The broadcasting community could certainly use all of the energy that you bring. Thank you so much. Oh, bless his wonderful name. Yes, yes, yes. We are here and we're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, Glory Be to God, NPARadio.com. We're being heard literally all over the world. We are here in a live studio, Glory Be to God, and we can be reached simply by dialing into the studio, 347-934-0207. We want to thank the Lord for the founders of the Blog Talk Radio. We thank God, amen, for Mr. Alan Levy and Mr. Bob Perez, who've done an outstanding job putting together such a platform that Christian communities can come, as well as anybody, even corporate communities, whomever you are, that you can partake, amen, and be a part. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We thank God, amen, for our chief international ambassador. I'll tell you, the man whom God has given the vision for the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, where people are coming together from all over the world, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Pakistan, India, you name it. If we only had the time, I would call out all 95 countries that we're talking about, but we don't have enough time to call every name, so that's why we give a partial. But I'm telling you, his voice is being heard, and people are coming on board. Miracles are happening just simply by people giving God thanks. And we want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, for doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, in the sound of our voice. And we thank God for the First Fruits family as well as his ministry. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you, Ambassador Stern, who's doing an outstanding job today. God bless you, great woman of God. Keep on.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, and I send a blessing your way. Amen to the household of the James Hagan family. May all of you and your children and your grandchildren be blessed on today. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. I just want you all to know that God is so good. Amen. And if you out there this morning, let us all go up and smoke and tell the Lord, good morning, Lord. Come on, let's go up. Good morning,
Good morning, Lord.
Morning, Lord. Amen.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
judgment, amen. Anything by numbers, amen. Three times represents the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we sure want to cover it all, amen. That feels good in your spirit to say good morning, Lord. I'm a Southerner, amen, and down south we speak to everybody, amen. I'm up here in Illinois, and I still have to get used to it, but I still speak to them, whether they speak to me or not. That's down in my spirit. So if I speak to man, I'm certainly going to speak to the Lord, and that's one of the things that our chief ambassador taught us, manners, amen, on the first fruit prayer line, is to speak to the Holy Spirit, and we thank God for it on today. Well, we got some things going on today that I'm so excited about. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're here, amen, at our praise reports. Amen. Praise is what I do, is what I'm going through. Amen. It's praise report. And I have a scripture that the Lord brought in my spirit early this morning. This was my time before the Lord. Amen. I just want you all to know when you're on first fruit, amen, we're coming collectively. But every last one of us should have our personal time with the Lord, like our personal relationship with him. Amen. And I'm up early every morning. Amen. It may not seem like it, but I am. Amen. And I know I'm up because God woke me up. But when I get up, amen, my first praise is to our God. A scripture I want to give you on this morning that is so very familiar, and around this scripture, I want us to build up our praise report. And when you hear it, amen, everybody can be involved. I don't need to call nobody's name. Everybody, amen, that is on this line, I'm jeopardizing you right now that the Lord is looking at you and he wants you to say something about him off this scripture. And it's from a very familiar Psalms 34. And I'm just going to read, amen, three verses of it. And it say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And David came back in the third verse and say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. God bless the reading. Amen. And may the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to start out our praise report today. And all I want you to do is come in on, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you don't say but one thing, Lord, I bless you today that you got a roof over my head. Lord, I bless you today that my children are yet covered up on the blood. I mean, we can think of so many things to bless the Lord with. So I'm going to start out, and I start out, amen, you just pop in like popcorn, amen. You know, popcorn, when it starts, it just go until the last corn is popped, amen. So I want to bless the Lord this morning, amen. This is your daughter, amen, amen. You just call me daughter and servant. Lord, I bless you that you have given me renewed strength, amen, and I thank you this morning for it. I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. When you come on, you don't have to acknowledge, amen, the house. We've already acknowledged our chief ambassador. I know it's in you, but we want to get as many praise reports as we can, and we have already acknowledged our chief ambassador on this morning. And I say one thing, but I got to give another thing. Lord, I do bless you this morning, and I thank you for the man of God that came in my life the last 3 years is none other than Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. All right. Let's open the microphones, and you're on the line, and I know everybody got something to say about I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Amen. And say, make your boast in the Lord. And that's what we're going to do today. If you're there this morning, let us get ready. Amen. Get ready, and let's give the Lord some, amen, some blessings unto his name on this morning. All right, you're on.
Praise. Amen. Good morning.
God, praise
and
God. If I will. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Amen. I'm going to put it in order. If you hear someone, amen, let the humble be there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Humble yourself. We want to hear one at a time. Amen. And just call your name, where you're from, and the blessing. You don't have to address the line anymore. It's been addressed. All right. I believe I heard. I'm just going to be honest. I believe I heard Ambassador Pfeiffer. Am I not?
Yes, that's me.
Now, y'all know she's strong in a voice, so you got to jump in quick with these ambassadors. Amen. Go ahead and book to the faith.
God, what a wonderful scripture you have chosen this morning, and that is my devotion. That is my prayer. That is my dedication to the will of God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, I'm going to boast about him all day long. I have to go to court with the young lady, but I'm going to be boasting in the courtroom about my Father God. It is such a wonderful scripture, knowing that every time you bless the Lord, he bless you back. He said he will open up the windows and pour out a blessing upon you that you don't have room to receive. I am praising God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. And if we bless the Lord at all times, that'll blot out a lot of our iniquities, a lot of our sin, and a lot of our transgressions. We won't have time to complain. We won't have time to fuss. We won't have time to get angry. We won't have time to be idle. But blessing the Lord takes a time. It takes an anointing. You have to be anointed to bless the Lord. And I am blessing him right now for what he's going to do today, tomorrow, and forevermore in my life. My soul belongs to him, and my soul is saying, yes, Lord, I will boast in you. I'm boasting every day. I'm boasting right now because you're so good to me. You're so kind. You're so wonderful. You thought to wake me up this morning, hallelujah, with my mind stayed on him, a mind to come on the prayer line. So God bless you, Ambassador Stern, for this wonderful verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. When you bless him at all times, you don't have time for much of anything idle. Praise God for this scripture. Thank you for a wonderful verse that will keep us going strong all day long. Back into your hands.
Amen. All right. I'll acknowledge, amen, everybody on the end, but I want as many to come on, amen, as can. Next one, you're on.
Amen. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist LaTanya Williams calling from Phoenix, Arizona, 480 area code. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. And I just thank God for just waking me up this morning. I thank God for my health. And I'm not just saying this as a cliche. I thank God for my health and my strength. Amen. There was a scripture that came out the other day on the wisdom seminar talking about, you know, serve the Lord while it's day. Amen. Amen. Work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Amen. And so I just thought about even in your health, you know what I'm saying? You work while you're healthy. You do whatever it is God called you to do. Amen. You take advantage of each and every day, each and every moment. Amen. And I just thank God for just who he is. I just give him all the glory. And that is my praise report. God bless you.
Amen. Next one. Amen. Next one.
Necessary.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador-elect Hendricks from 912 area. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that scripture, because praises is what I do. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God. Glory to God, because in the good times I praise him, in the times not so good, I still praise him, because praises will forever be in my mouth. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Our next one. Are you there?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to jump in here and say praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. I thank God for everything that he's taken me through, what he's brought me out of, and what he's doing in my life. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is Ambassador Sid from Arkansas. I am blessing the Lord at all times. And the part I just want to say, my soul makes a boast in the Lord, because in my soul I'm saying to the devil, you couldn't get in, you couldn't discourage me, you didn't distract me. I'm not leaving an open door, so I'm blessing the Lord. And I'm turning around back and tell the devil this, nah, 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 God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Another one, please.
Amen.
Next one.
Right, this is Ambassador Britt. I want to say, all taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I thank God, too, for that verse, Lord, that 34th Psalm, because that's one of my favorite, too. So may God bless you, and I thank God for my health and my strength, for sparing me to see 84 years of my life. And I have never been in the hospital sick. So, you know, I have something to be thankful for. And I give God all the praise. May God bless you all. And I love all of you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I wish I could stop there, but I got to do what the Lord told me to do and give him a praise. Matter of fact, let's give him a praise right now. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Let's
thank you, Jesus.
Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I just truly give God all the glory for you, Ambassador Stern. That's my favorite scripture as well. I will bless the Lord at all time. His praises shall continually be in my lips. And also, one of my favorite as well, God, you are my God. Earnest, I seek you. My soul shall thirst for you. And I'm giving God all the glory for another beautiful day. Even while I was sleeping, no hurt, harm, he allowed me to have sweet sleep in his bosom. So I give God all the glory for all that he's doing in my life, even what I had to experience. And like the sister said, what the devil meant for my bad, God turned it around for his glory. God bless you all, and have a beautiful day in the Lord, and I love you all. God bless
you. Amen. Sister Jennifer, amen. Praise the Lord. Shall there be another one that want to let the Lord know, amen, before everybody, that I will bless you at all times? If you're there, you're on the line. Is it anyone else? I'm compelling you. I'm encouraging you, amen, that you should give the Lord a praise, amen. I mean out loud, amen. You should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyone else out there this morning?
Good morning, this is
Shala. Ambassador-elect Shala Gray.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a wonderful Wednesday that I am so thankful about. Thank you, Jesus, for the compel of the host. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. It is a wonderful Wednesday, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life, God. That is my crazy catch today. I am just grateful.
Is that Sister Sheila on the line? I know it's a Sister Charlotte Gray. Someone else, I hear you from a distance, or is that still you, Sister Charlotte? Praising the Lord. If that's Sister Charlotte's done, let's get another one. I don't want anything to interfere with anointing this morning. I want it to roll just like you were in church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a praise report off, I will bless the Lord at all times. You are there.
This is Sister Luce. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in my mouth. I thank the Lord for all the things that he's done for me. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And I truly thank the Lord for my sobriety. I just thank the Lord. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Amen.
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Ryan, area code 773. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I just want to say they're too numerous to name, but I just say I thank him because he has done great things. Whereof I'm thankful.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Amen. What a praise report. Amen. Get it out of you. Amen. So we'll learn how to do this when our chief ambassador come back. He won't have to beg. So you shouldn't have to beg nobody to praise the Lord. I'm just going to be for real. It ought to be automatically down in your heart. Anyone else out there with a praise report? You are on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
314, Ambassador-elect Jones, I want to praise the Lord this morning. He has been faithful and good. Sometimes, you know, in life we think that God forgot about us or didn't hear our prayer. He has truly been faithful to me, and I want to praise his name this morning and thank him for all his goodness and mercy. God bless.
God bless you this morning. Anyone else out there this morning with a praise report?
Good morning. This is Sister Cobb in Texas with her transition to Area 713. I would bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. I want to thank everybody on this prayer line for all your praise, all your concerns, the emails. I feel the love on this line. The devil thought he had me down, but me and the Lord had our boxing gloves on, and we gave him a black eye. And he can start with something else because I went through that test, and with y'all's prayers, I made it through. And God bless all of you, and I love you.
Good morning. Is that Sister Sheila? Oh, you're on the line, sweetheart. Go ahead.
This is Sheila from 860 Connecticut. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continue to be in my mouth. I just thank God this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I just thank God for each and every last one of you. I thank God because he's doing just what he said he would do. Even though I feel like I'm coming down with something, but God said, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. Whatever you got inside, I'm going to clean it up. And I'm just giving God all the praise and the honor this morning. I love all of you, and you all have a fantastic day. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. If there'll be one more, I would take that one. Amen. We're going to bless the Lord all together. Amen. You're there. You're on time.
Yes, this is Ambassador Leg Johnson in Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. I was having trouble getting in. I praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I praise God for that word just right there by itself. Altogether, I think about the goodness of Jesus, and it just lets me know that he is who he is. Truly, I love that word as well, and I am so blessed this morning, blessed to be alive. Clothes in the right mind, and truly what activities of my limbs is a blessing. Continue to be blessed today. That is my praise report. Praise God.
Lord, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. If it's someone that did not get in their praise report, I will allow for one more. I've already gone over the overflow, but I don't want to stop you. If you're there, please jump right in. Amen. Silence is bliss. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoyed that, and I know heaven is rejoicing even greater than me. Amen. I had asked the Lord to give me a number, amen, to how many that would come on and take heed to the anointing of God, and he gave me the overflow. I tell you, I asked the Lord to give me 10 people, 10 servants, and he took us all the way to 15. You tell me that God won't get the glory off the first fruit prayer line. That's what we represent. We represent prayer, praise, amen, seminars, encouragement, exhortation, whatever the word of God say. And I just want to say to all of you, every last one of you that was obedient unto the voice of the Lord, may the Lord bless you. May you be strengthened on today. May you be encouraged in this day, because just to let the Lord know, you don't know how many people that's over the line today that's our sisters and brothers, amen, in the foreign lands that cannot get on the line to say something, but yet and still God has enabled us to have access, amen, to this first fruit prayer line and be able to say something for the goodness of the Lord. And I serve notice on the enemy on today that this is not a line, as our chief ambassador would say, for gossip. It's not just to come on and listen to the other ones, to hear what you can pick up. But this line is anointed, and it's called by God. It has caused many people to rise up from off their sick bed, and some have come off their deathbed. It has caused a lot of us to look up and live again, because there is hope in the words that we speak. He said, the power of life and death is in the power of a tongue, and we speak life on this line in the name of Jesus. And may every last one of you be blessed by the power of God. It is time for us as spiritual mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and servants to rise up with the staff in our hand and tell the devil, you are defeated for us. It's time for us to make our boast in the Lord. That's what David say. It's time to magnify it. It's time to be recognized and let the world know that we serve a living God. It's time for us to go out into the hedges and the byways and to tell men and women and girls and boys everywhere that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do believe if you're saved and you're born again, and the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of you, you ought to be able to go out and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and then glorify the Father which is in heaven. It's not about us. It's all about the Lord. And thank God that he left his Holy Spirit down here for us, that we can call on the name of the Lord. David said in the fourth verse, he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. And I want to let you know today, if you got any fear, seek ye the face of the Lord. Call on the Lord. I'm just going to close this with a amen, with a brief amen. Praise to the Lord on today. Everybody on the line knew that I was going through. I tell you, it's a time for all things. things according to Ecclesiastes, and it was a time for me to mourn. But look like the enemy wanted me to stay in the mourning state, in the mourning, just sorrow. Oh, my God, and everything. But I had to go before the Lord. Could nobody do it but the Lord? Could nobody say anything to me that lift me up? Nobody could do anything. And I say, God, I don't want my spirit to be vexation. Amen. I still got to praise you. I still got to magnify you. My work is still not done. And I know somebody out there feel the same way, because I feel it on the line. I feel it sometimes when people are hurting over a loved one, hurting, amen, because their mother died, their husband died, their children died, amen, their close friend died. Oh, but I come to tell you this morning, the Lord said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You got to know when to rise up out of the morning, amen, and come up until joy in the morning, amen. And I feel joy in my spirit. Hey, glory to God. I felt, amen, in my spirit a great impartation of the Holy Ghost from my chief apostle, Richard Daniel Hinton. I felt the mantle of God fall down on me and say, you can do it. Go forth, my daughter. You can do it. And you got to hear the words of the Lord when you're going through. You got to open up the Bible. If you have not hid the word in your heart, that you may not sin against me. See, I would have went into a sinning situation. You don't realize the enemy would have put me in a headlock and had me washing up Uzziah. And the Lord saying, I saw the Lord when King Uzziah died. And some of us, our Uzziah's got to die. It don't have to be a person. It could be a thing. It could be something that you love better than God. Hallelujah to God. But don't make it your Uzziah. Let it be the Lord high and lift it up before somebody die. Kill that thing. Hallelujah. Kill it today. Amen. Yes, we're supposed to mourn, but it's only for a season. Hallelujah. And it will come back. But God has taught us how to reach up in the spirit and grab hold to the altar and the horns of God and get your strength back and get your joy back. Because sometimes when your joy leaves, it's not as easy to get it back as how the enemy took it away from us. Amen. So I want to say to every last one of you, as I bless you with words of encouragement and tell you to run on and see what the end is going to be, because it's only going to be one crown of righteousness given unto you. I can't take yours and you can't take mine. So you better run this race with patience and give God all the glory. I tell you what it did to me. It lifted my spirit after I came out of that spirit and went into a refreshing spirit. God began to start telling me all the things that I have labored and put in your hands to do. So your work is not done. And we got to work while it's still day, because when night comes, no man shall be able to work. So I bless God this morning. I thank God for our first move prayer line and thank all of you all. So whenever our chief ambassador come back, let's say starting today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our life, if whoever is doing the praise reports, they shouldn't have to beg us to praise the Lord. That's why God gave that to me. We should not have to be, you know, the song say, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. The scripture say, if I had 1,000 tongues, I would praise him with every last one of them. Well, I look at it like this. I don't have 1,000 tongues, but I've been taught to thank the Lord 1,000 times. Amen. Anybody out there with me today? Let me hear you say glory.
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 Amen.
Out there today, you ought to say glory. Amen. I don't have 10,000 tongues, but I do have 10,000 praises. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, I do have that amount every day. My life, since I've heard Chief Ambassador teach us how to get to the throne of God with 1,000, this is my testimony. I ain't trying to make nobody feel bad or what have you. Praise the Lord, because sometimes, amen, the word of God says in Revelation, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Somebody will overcome are saying, I want to be just like that one that can give God the praise. And I tell you, if you work on it and if you try, God will meet you where you are. Amen. You don't have to be like me. Just be, amen, with me as a vessel of honor, a vessel pouring out, amen, unto the most holy God. There ought to be smoke going up from you, from wherever you are. And that smoke is the anointing and the fire of the living God. I tell you, being saved is great, but don't be saved and just be an empty vessel. Allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in there. Amen. Because you cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit inside of you living. God bless you all on this